Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while there's all this buzz around President Joe Biden running again and feeling like the midterms has validated his presidency and his popularity is going to rise and he should run again, and, you know, whispered, I guess, Macron, and when French Prime Minister was, French President was here and congratulating him and all sorts of other BS going on. I mean, I'm looking at video of the border. I'm looking at what's happening to our border and our national security and how porous it is. And it's a little nerve-wracking. And I was very shocked when the president was in Arizona, asked if he would go to the border. And he basically, in so many words, said that there's more important things to talk about or do than going to the border. Meanwhile, another Border Patrol agent has been killed, a 38-year-old who leaves behind two children, when he was killed in a high-speed pursuit of a group of illegal immigrants in Mission, Texas. U.S. Border Patrol has not confirmed the identity of the agent, but federal sources say he was a father of two children, and he was pursuing a group of migrants on an ATV when he crashed into a closed fence at high speed. He was tracking the group of migrants at 1 a.m. on Wednesday when the crash occurred. Authorities say other agents found him unresponsive, immediately attempted life-saving efforts, and requested EMS. The agent was taken to a nearby hospital but died of his injuries. Now, the Fox News reports that U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz said the death of an agent who died while securing our nation's border is a tremendous loss for our organization and our nation. Our prayers are with his family and co-workers during this difficult time. The agent's death comes one day after President Biden did face criticism for ignoring and verbalizing why he was ignoring the U.S.-Mexico border when he was in Arizona. Biden argued he, quote, had more important things, unquote, to do, and that a trip to the border would be a political stunt. You have men and women begging for help, begging for aid, begging for you to see it because your border czar, Kamala, and in her defense, I think she was just made border czar in name and was told to not do anything about it. Just like Alejandro Mayorkas. I would really love, and I'm not saying this to defend Kamala, but, you know, part of, with Biden's attitude, is it no surprise that the vice president isn't doing anything? If it's coming from higher up or whoever is running the Biden administration, don't make waves down there, then nothing's going to get done. So, we're being told that the president is taking action to secure our border and build a fair, orderly, and humane immigration system. Okay, he's been president for a few years now. What's going on? They said Biden has secured increased funding for the Department of Homeland Security. President Biden is focused on real solutions and not political stunts. It's not a political stunt to go and see where the problem is. If there's an earthquake, you go and see what's going on. When there's Hurricane Ian, you go and see what's going on. We have a border crisis. But he doesn't want the optic of him being there at the border, acting like, and also then it commits him to having to do something. If you go and visit, then you have to actually get off your butt, and then, you know, you have to promise something in a speech, and then you have to deliver. A top Border Patrol union has attacked Biden for not having visited the border throughout his entire time in office. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd said nothing is more important than the safety and security of the American people, but to President Biden, it's an afterthought. with the record number of people on and drugs, including deadly fentanyl, crossing our border illegally and evading apprehension, it is apparent Biden cares more than politics about our children, friends, and neighbors. He says Biden's record clearly proves he cares about politics, not about doing his job. So fentanyl deaths are rising despite doctors being disciplined and not able to write basic pain medications for people who are struggling in pain. We have our border cities overwhelmed with their medical centers, and you know, American citizens don't have access to them. And again, I want us to help anybody despite their immigration status, but when your hospitals are being overwhelmed and your citizens are paying for there to be some sort of a healthcare system, then where's the infrastructure? I mean, where's the, you know, I don't see anything in these bills where they're going to build more hospitals because the millions of people coming over the border are using, you know, the medical system too, and we just don't have enough beds and we don't have enough providers. I don't see any of that. So, you know, it's very, very frustrating. It's very scary. We don't have the protection we need down there. And then our border agents don't have the help they need. You know, we're here about suicides of, you know, our suicide rate in our military and our border agents is rising. And, you know, if I was a border agent and I saw that I was losing my life, you know, trying to save people, but without the help of the government saying, look, you know, we got your back. Yeah, you got kids. You have to, and, you know, I get that. I mean, you know, being a doctor, you put your life on the line, not to the same degree as anybody in the military or first responder, but still, you get exposed to infectious diseases all the time. At some point, you're like, you know what, I got to be there for my family. And so I don't know how these Border Patrol agents do it. That's got to be exhausting. You know, it's one thing to have a difficult job, but you know your boss has your back. When your boss doesn't have your back, it makes it so much harder to do your job. If I see my boss is working with me side by side, I'm pumped. I work more. But if I think my boss is in Hawaii or in Delaware or taking a trip and relaxing or, you know, getting to eat fancy meals with dignitaries while I am busting my butt in the heat or cold, it's, you know, at some point these border agents are like, we're done. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Fox News wrote a piece on white coat bullies and toxic workplaces in the healthcare system. And this is something I spoke about. Not the biggest headline, but we speak about toxic workplaces in education. We speak about it in marketing, in retail, but it's also in the healthcare system. And when it is in the healthcare system, and you have a nurse that walks into your room, or a medical student, or a resident, or a doctor, that then is in a bad, bad mood, that could affect your healthcare. And so I think it is worth speaking about. And, you know, I was bullied. I was bullied all the time as a student, as a resident. I've been bullied by other professors and by admin of medical schools. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when I was older, I had no problem telling them off back. But when you're a medical student or college student, high school student, you know, when you're bullied, sometimes you can't tell them off. When I was a medical student, you know, if somebody bullied me, this isn't a woe is me, I'm a snowflake, I can't defend myself. I knew exactly what to say to defend myself. Trust me, I have a mouth. The problem is I didn't want to get kicked out of medical school. Right? It's called unprofessional behavior. If you tell a superior to go blank themselves and to shove their head up their retroperitoneum and to go jump off a cliff or go fly a kite or go kick rocks or suck eggs, that would be considered unprofessional conduct, unprofessional behavior, and you could get kicked out of medical school. And to get into medical school was no easy task. So when the psychology behind the bullying in the workplace is once an individual feels that they're safe, right, you would think they'd be nice. You think they would bend over backwards, like, let me help you out. But some of them take all that hate, take all that anger, take all of that bullying, and project it onto somebody weaker. And I have seen time and time again, even co-workers, even people at my level, turn around and be a jerk to those that are at a lower rank. I told you I was working with one resident that I went to school with that the medical students were scared of. The medical students were like, look, can we be on call with you? Can we be with you? And I'm like, yeah, what's going on? Well, so-and-so wants to fail us and keeps threatening to fail us. And I go, well, they can't fail you if I give you honors. So stick with me. You guys do a good job. Yeah. Well, they call me in, and this person tried to get me to not grade the students. This is when I was a resident. And I'm like, and they're like, look, you know, on this rotation, this person wants to have more control over their grades. And I said, look, you know, I'll back down as long as you promise me that these students pass. If these students, I find out, don't pass, and this person makes good on their threat that they're failing the whole lot of them, then, oh, no. This is going to be a fight. And I, you know, God, the students passed and this person got checked a little bit and, you know, was like, yeah, but I'm like, I know this person. When did this person turn into a bully? And man, nurses got bullied all the time too. I would see doctors and nurses throw temper tantrums. And then everybody around them got a wave of heat and disrespect and insults, and what the blank, and are you trying to kill somebody, you stupid, dumb, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you, again, as a student, you just take it. Even as a resident, you don't want to get kicked out of that residency program. If you're a nurse, try to keep your job, and you don't complain. A lot of people don't complain. Now, I get there's some people that will overcall it. When somebody says, look, you know, you're coming in late, you're not doing this accurately, we need you to do a better job. You're picking on me. So I get that some people can overcall it. But having been in the medical field, having been in academia, oh, the abuse is ridiculous. And many people who have written, doctors have written on the subject, say it starts in medical school. The gossip, the competition, the assault and abuse that they get as a student can sometimes turn them into being abusive. I told you one doctor stabbed me with a needle when he was hitting me with the instrument, and then he got so mad, and all we were doing was, I was probably on my 22nd hour. These were when we were doing 36-hour shifts. I was his first assist. There was nobody else to help this doctor. He was a resident. Somebody got shot, and the bullet went through the bowel, and we were just trying to find where the bullet went through the bowel because we had to sew up. Oh, you know, you have bowel that's open to the abdominal cavity. It could shed feces and it's bad all around. So you need to find every part. And apparently he didn't like the choreography. It wasn't the speed. I was on it, but he didn't like the choreography. So he kept smacking my hand because there was a rhythm he had wanted. And I didn't have the same rhythm that he wanted, even though I got some rhythm. And so he just smacks me, but now he smacks me with a needle that was like this big. And it goes right into my hand. Patient could have had hepatitis, HIV, we don't know. I tested multiple times years later, didn't get anything from that. But this type of stuff, just, it happened. And I wasn't going to say anything because if you narc, you could get kicked out of school because you look like a troublemaker. But I had to eventually tell somebody because this person tried to apologize to me the next day by handing me a muffin. And this person was really known as being mean. So when other students saw that this guy gives me a muffin, they're like, oh, you're sleeping with him. I'm like, no, I'm not sleeping with him. They're like, he's not nice to anybody and he gave you breakfast? I go, no, it's because he stabbed me with the needle. See, look. And then, you know, word got out and then my superiors found out about it and, you know, I had to talk to them. I'm like, I don't want to get him in trouble. But I mean, I'm actually defending the person who assaulted me. It's ridiculous. And, you know, this type of BS happens. And don't even get me started on the, you know, butt grabbing and the sexual harassment. So we need to do a better job. But these students are getting beaten up pretty badly. Students are getting beaten up by faculty, by admin. They don't get heard. They, when they have an issue, they're blown off. And I've seen it firsthand. And so, you know, a student can do one of two things. They can say, you know what? That was bad behavior. That stuff isn't happening. I am never going to mistreat a student or a resident or a patient or a nurse in my life, which is the road that I took. Yet you have others going, you know what? I'm mad, and this is the way other doctors acted, and they got their results, so I'm going to do it too. And some of these people are absolute jerks. I told you guys I was hanging out with the nurses once to help them out, and the phone rang. I'm like, I got it for you guys. And I answered the phone, and it was somebody who was actually in my class at my level. I'm like, excuse me? He was saying his name. And I'm like, I don't want to say his name, because just in case people know him. I'm like, is that you? Dahlia, what are you doing on the phone? I'm like, helping the nurses out. Is that the way you talk to the nurses? Oh, hell no. I'm hanging up, and you're going to call back, and you're going to be nice. And that's what I did. And nurses are like, ooh. You know, but was that really necessary? I get you're tired. I mean, look, when I was called in the middle of the night, you called me. I'm like, Dodge Wax, yeah? Yeah, thank you. All right, thanks. Bye. I mean, I might not be friendly. I might not even remember to say thank you. And if I remember, you know, I'll try to make good. So I get you could be half asleep, but this is during the day, and you talk like to people like this. So toxic workplaces cause burnout. If you have burnout and unhappy healthcare workers, why the hell should they then deal with patients who are abusing them as well? I mean, patients can be rude. Patients can mistreat you. So we got to stop toxic workplaces throughout. We shouldn't have a toxic workplace in academia. You shouldn't have a toxic workplace in retail. You shouldn't have it in medicine. You shouldn't have it at the border. You shouldn't have it in law enforcement. These toxic workplaces need to stop if people are bullies and people are jerks. And, you know, everybody says you got to take on a bully head on. That's fine if you're at their level. But when you are below them, at a level below them, yeah, that's called insubordination or something else. And you have to kiss everybody's butt. There's got to be something that's done with that. In fact, one was yelling at me. One guy started yelling at me. He was an older resident. And I go, and it's in front of everybody. I go, are you actually yelling? I mean, you're actually yelling at me. Are you really that mad? And he just brought it down. But I'm like, don't be flipping yelling at me. Oh, hell no. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says Brittany Griner is in good spirits and is in generally good health. Griner was released from Russian custody as part of a prisoner swap.
The deal that we got with Ms. Griner was the only deal we could get, and now was the only moment we could get it.
Meanwhile, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the United States will continue to work to bring back retired Marine Paul Whelan, who's still in Russian custody. A criminal investigation continues in North Carolina after thousands of people were left without power for close to 5 days.
The lights are back on in Moore County, North Carolina. Crews fully restored power to homes and businesses on Wednesday after gunfire knocked out two substations last weekend that left thousands without power for days. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had sent me a email saying that I guess the New York Times has gone on strike and the New York Sun is now free for New York Times readers. Thank you for that. I don't think I have a subscription to the New York Times. I get some of the news. It just, they say, I read somewhere that once you start a subscription, it's really hard to stop. And they could keep charging, and a lot of people have tried to stop, and it doesn't stop, so I've really been reluctant. But apparently the New York Sun has made a response to the, there was a New York Times staff walkout, and so they're giving everybody 1 week free. And it was made by the publisher, I guess. So I don't know. For those of you guys that read New York Times, you might be able to move to the Sun. I don't know if it's a way for them to, now increase their readers. But, Definitely interesting to see something like this happen. Hundreds of journalists and other employees at the New York Times began a 24-hour walkout. This is the first strike of its kind at any newspaper, or at the newspaper, in more than 40 years. They say newsroom employees and other members of the News Guild of New York said they are fed up with bargaining that has dragged on since their last contract ended March 2021. The union announced last week that more than 1,100 employees would stage a 24-hour work stoppage starting at midnight tonight. Unless the two sides reach a deal. The News Guild tweeted Thursday morning that workers are now officially on work stoppage, the first of the scale at the company in four decades. It's never an easy decision to refuse to do work you love, but our members are willing to do what it takes to win a better newsroom for all. So negotiations took place Tuesday, some Wednesday, but apparently they were still far apart on wage increases and remote work policies. On Wednesday evening, the union said via Twitter that a deal had not been reached. They say we are ready to work for as long as it took to reach a fair deal, but management walked away from the table with 5 hours to go. The union added, we know what we're worth. New York Times spokesperson Danielle Rhodes-Ha sent a statement they were still in negotiations. They said it's disappointing that they are taking such extreme action when we are not at an impasse. So not exactly sure what would happen. New York Times has got a lot of criticism for being, you know, covering one side of the news. They don't seem to cover all stories, especially like the Twitter, data dump on Hunter Biden's suppression, story suppression from the Biden administration. So I am sure there's going to be plenty of other news out there. But what this though tells us is there's going to be a lot more strikes and a lot more walkouts as people really want to work from home. And they want more money. And I don't know what the answer is, because the average wage that people have, especially, you know, with the minimum wage, $7.25, cannot cover today's inflation. But when you raise wages, you raise prices. And I'm in the hair salon business. Haircuts have jumped because they have to pay their stylists more. So if you have to pay your staff more, you got to charge more. And it's we're still one of the cheapest in the chain, but at some point, either have to close up or we got to raise our prices. You know, in medicine, there was a lot of doctors have closed, a lot of practices have closed, especially the ones that were, family owned and maybe only one or two doctors, because you can only do so much. You can't. You're going to raise your rates because insurance will pay you the crappy rate. And if a person has a high deductible, it's on them to pay what the insurance says. So if your bottom line is shrinking because you have to pay more in staff and pay more for equipment and inflation, and you can't bring money in from the back end, it doesn't, you can't keep it open. And so, I don't know how much it costs for New York Times. I'm sure prescription rates will go up if they do hire more people. The problem is a lot of people don't like doing subscriptions. They like getting their news for free. So let's say New York Times has an article, and it has an article on the border crisis, which I doubt they cover that as much as some other media outlets. But then if people see a paywall, they just go to another story. Now, most of us in the media will handle the paywalls because we do want to get the source. If we want to quote a source, or if we want to, we want to get it from the source. But if they don't have a lot of exclusives, and you could get your news, we could get our news anywhere. So newsrooms have problems. Newspapers have been struggling. I'm not playing a violin for them, but, nobody wants to buy a newspaper anymore. Some people do. They get their newspaper. Comes to their door, they sit, they read it, they relax with their coffee, but I can't tell you how many people lost their jobs when it was all about digital. And when people go to Facebook or Twitter for their news, they'll say, oh, I read it in the news. I go, what's the source? Oh, let me look it up. They don't even know if they're getting it from NBC or CNBC or Fox they have to look and do a double take because everybody's reporting the same thing. So for a newspaper to then pay more, it is going to take a bite. And then how are they going to get more money? So they could hire less people. But then the working from home complicates matters, because how do they know they're getting the full 8 hours of work from that person? The working from home and the higher wages is something that, on it, and I could see why. I understand. It is going to be a huge impetus for there to be strikes and for there to be walkouts. And the more a company feels forced to increase their wages and increase their costs, the more it's going to cost us. That's why when they talk about a recession and the recession not slowing down, and once you raise wages, you can't reverse it. So if you're paying somebody $15 an hour and you are selling, $5 burgers, or you're trying to sell $3 burgers, you're going to have to raise it to $5. It's going to be really, really hard to start cutting that amount back. Walmart said they have to raise prices because of all the theft. And I mean, if people are stealing goods, you're losing profit. So if you're losing profit, the only way to get that back is by more purchases. And if you can't sell by the volume, you have to then increase what you're selling things for. Well, once Walmart gets too expensive or they have to close down, then that hurts individuals who need it for their cheaper prices. So, I wish I had a better, way of figuring out what's the best way to go. But nobody can afford gas, food on their current wage. I'm making the same amount I've made since pre-COVID. It's not working since everything seems to be double these days. So I have to then go to my boss for more money. Well, if your boss can't give you more money, then what? So it's interesting. We'll see where this goes. Strikes and walkouts. It does work, but I paid leave with the rail union. That was interesting. I don't know why there was such a sticking point with paid leave. Paid leave should have been a given. But and I'd like to hear from the rail companies why giving one day was such a big deal. Why a week of paid leave couldn't be given? And I understand it's tough because you have to hire extra people to cover for those people taking that paid day off or that paid week off. But my guess is that they didn't have the extra staff. So when somebody calls out and is getting paid to call out, that train might not go. Well, then, you know what? Then the railroads need to then do that. If you don't have enough staff, then shut down. I mean, there's only so much you can do. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, quick update for those of you who know Chris Kattan, Night at the Roxbury, Saturday Night Live star. He was rushed to the hospital this weekend with Streptococcus pneumonia, which is the most common bacteria causing pneumonia. He actually needed emergency surgery, according to TMZ. He's 52 years old, was recently in Celebrity Big Brother. He is supposed to be coming home tomorrow. They say the operation was a success. I don't have too many details on what the operation was. If he had an abscess, if he had a severe pneumothorax, a mass, unsure. But that's a pretty significant sort of, that's a pretty significant diagnosis to have, pneumonia. A lot of people ask for Z-Packs and they just want to treat their pneumonia at home, and I keep, you know, reminding everybody that pneumonia is nothing to dink around with. Even though we can maybe treat walking pneumonia at home, we have got to be very, very diligent. There's also vaccines for pneumonia. Chris was scheduled to do a stand-up comedy show tomorrow at Valparaiso, Indiana. It is going to be rescheduled. He was on a Saturday Night Live from 96 to 2003, made some follow-up appearances in 2006, 2011, and then he was on Celebrity Big Brother 3, and then he quit the reality show, unsure why. He said it was fun, but it was hard. And, you know, he's really gifted, really funny. And, you know, he said he missed his family. And he said, at some point, it just became hard not to talk to family. And for me, it became hard to be disconnected to the outside world. I don't think I was so ready or realized what that felt like when you have cameras on you 24/7, except for when you're going to use the bidet. That's really it. I didn't realize how much I missed my family and friends and my loved ones and girlfriend. So I don't know so that much about Big Brother, but I was asked to do a show. This was a few years back. I think it was before COVID, where you are, and I know I should know more about Big Brother. Everybody said I should watch it. I just haven't been, you know, after watching Survivor and American Idol, and it's really hard to keep up with all these shows. But the show was supposed to be similar to Big Brother, where you had cameras on you 24/7, and you couldn't communicate with your family for at least a month. And even if you lost and got kicked out, I forget what the show was, and it was in production, and it was going to be done in the UK. But even if you got voted out, or you're like, you know what, I can't take this anymore, I got stuff to do, let me go, you still had to be stuck. And they wouldn't let you go back. And my kids were still younger. I had a business, and you couldn't have any access to the outside world. I can't do that. You know, I got some older relatives. I can't do that. And so that really would be a great contest. Well, they kind of have that already with people. I don't know if it's not called Survivor anymore, but it's not Naked and Afraid. It's where they have people that live out in the wilderness. Unless it is a form of a Survivor show, but it's Lone Survivor? No, that was a movie. I forgot what the show is called. My husband watches it, where they're in either Alaska or in some sort of foreign country, and they're only allowed to bring one thing from home. I would bring antibiotics. That would be me. But somebody colored his hair so that he could rip off his hair and use it for fly fishing, to use it kind of as tackle. So that was interesting. Anyway, I get it. If you have to be on any of these shows where you're cut off from the outside world, I don't think it is worth it. But your lungs, let's talk about your lungs. CDC has some information on, depending on where you work, what the degree of your lung dysfunction could be. And an analysis by the CDC looked at more than 300,000 chronic obstructive pulmonary disease cases across the country in 2020, and they looked at which industry was the worst for your lungs. Well, you could bet miners had it the worst, but it's really interesting to see the risk of lung disease and some of these other careers. So miners were first, but guess what came next? Waiters, cooks, and hotel workers. When I waited tables, you would have to rotate the smoking section. And you were exposed to a lot of smoke. And I wonder if that's part of it, or some of the cleaning chemicals, because you had to clean. Builders and construction workers came after waiters. Military workers also rounded out the top four. Transport and warehouse employees, number five. Then came manufacturing, administrative staff, and waste management. Then came farmers, foresters, fishermen, and hunters. There was other services and no industry given. So there were other couple categories. Then came doctors, nurses, and social care for their lung dysfunction. Then came retail. Then came arts, entertainment, and recreation workers. Then came gas, water, electricity employees. Wholesale traders, public administration, estate agents, managers, media came in. I mean, we have a lower rate, but media, communications, IT. Then came finance, then came expert professions, lawyers, accountants, and then teachers. That's because teachers don't let anything in the classrooms. So what were the top 10 professions for people dying of lung disease? It was miners, chefs, builders, military, truck drivers, manufacturing, admin, agricultural staff, other, and doctors. So doctors rounded out the top 10. Bottom 10 professions, the safest, were teachers, accountants, finance staff, media and communications, managers, estate agents, public administrators, wholesale traders, utility workers, arts and recreation. So in the paper, researchers looked through the national database named the National Vital Statistics System, and they looked at deaths from lung disease in 2020. And 3 million fatalities were recorded, of which 316,000 had COPD listed as either the underlying cause or a contributing factor. Now, COPD is a group of lung conditions. We get this from smoking, but you could also get this when your airways become narrow or inflamed. So you almost feel like you have asthma, where you can't get the air out, can't take a big, deep breath. You could suffer from emphysema, bronchitis. Then they looked at the deaths. They looked at most people in the study were, though, over 75. The majority were white. So they looked at what jobs they had. So it wasn't necessarily young waiters at the time. But it really is interesting. You know, I worry about people with COPD. How I look at it is, let's say you are blowing up a balloon. And you blow up that balloon, and you keep blowing it up. And eventually, rather than it deflating and looking tight like a brand new balloon, it actually starts to get boggy. With chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you can't get all the air out, so you don't have enough lung volume to get air in. About 12.5 million people in the U.S. have COPD. The numbers will go down now that we have fewer people smoking and more workplace protections for dust and fumes. But it's fascinating that waiters would have, I don't know if it was because of kitchen-type issues or cleaning issues. I mean, when I waited tables, all I could think of is I was around smokers for hours at a time. But that is interesting. I'd like to know why. You know, for those of you that are in an industry where you know there's side effects, and if you don't, learn them. Firefighters are at higher risk for prostate cancer. Police officers, first responders at higher risk for heart disease. Hearing deficit. One thing I'm noticing that I want to study, and it's difficult, but a lot of doctors I trained with have gotten cancer. Now, mind you, one out of every two people get some sort of cancer, and that could even be a mild skin cancer. But some of these are really, really bad cancers that are more rare. And I just wonder if, you know, it's a virus we were exposed to in training or what. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.